Someone pursuing a complaint about a Seattle police officer no longer needs to enter the Seattle Police Department headquarters to do so. The department's civilian oversight director has moved his office into a space that he says will be more welcoming. KUOW's Amy Radel explains.
SPD investigates a lot of complaints of misconduct filed by fellow officers. They blow the whistle when they see colleagues abusing sick leave, for instance, or even bigger issues. Other complaints are filed by members of the public. According to a recent report from SPD, one pedestrian filed a complaint when an officer in a police vehicle nearly ran over him while talking on a cell phone. The complainant added that the officer then extended his middle finger at the complainant. The officer admitted this and received an oral reprimand.
So come on back and let me show you.
Pierce Murphy is the director of SPD's Office of Professional Accountability. They investigate all misconduct complaints. He says in the past, someone like that pedestrian would normally have to come to the police department to make their complaint or to be interviewed.
We have interview rooms on either side here of the lobby.
Murphy wanted to change that. He first moved some of his employees to Seattle's Municipal Tower. Now they're all together in a nearby office building at 720 3rd Avenue. Murphy says getting away from the police department reassures the public that his investigations will be impartial.
We're not siding with anybody. We're objective and independent. So that was the idea of getting away from the police building, even really being separate from the Municipal Tower.
When you enter the new office space, there are separate waiting areas for members of the public and police officers. An investigator then speaks to the complainant in one of the meeting rooms nearby. As Murphy showed off the new space, Seattle City Council member Tim Burgess said the symbolism of this move is significant.
I think it's kind of lifting the professionalism of OPA and communicating to the public that this is a neutral, safe place to come.
And Murphy says SPD is addressing oversight issues beyond the merely symbolic. Last spring, Murphy complained he wasn't notified when officers appealed his office's disciplinary findings. Some officers had their records cleared without his knowledge. Now Murphy says he's being kept in the loop. And he says his team is also being granted better access to investigation scenes. They're called to all significant use of force investigations, including officer-involved shootings. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.